I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now.
640, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine.
I've got a stomach pain that's low, fungus on my toe, and I need you now.
Making people better by making medicine better. It's Dr. Kevin Moe.
From Central DuPage Hospital.
And Northwestern Medicine.
Call Dr. Moe right now.
Doc, I don't know if you noticed that flawless edit where we added Northwestern Medicine because the song was originally done prior to the merger.
You know, it's so smooth, you don't even notice
you
it.
You really don't.
It just flows right in there, yeah.
Doc did the right thing this weekend. He got out of town. It was in North Carolina. How was the weather there?
It wasn't bad. It was a little chilly. It was, but I mean, chilly down there, it was 40, 44.
Oh, how'd you do it? Oh, 40, 44. Any snow?
Yeah, no snow that I saw. Yeah.
All right. Creep.
Yeah, but they were complaining that it was cold. So
yeah, but they were good people down there. All right, so let's talk here. I'd rather open with whiny staff questions and then go to holiday Christmas gifts, if you don't mind. Healthy holiday Christmas gifts. But let's go to whiny staff questions. Anybody have any whiny health issues on the show? Anyone at all? Raise your hand. Anyone at all? Let's go to Sandberg. Sandberg has a whiny staff question. We do this with Lou on Fridays. Manfredini has whiny staff questions. It usually always comes down to Dave and his buckthorn. But what's the matter with you, Sandberg?
I keep getting bloody noses.
Oh, so it's cocaine, Doc. Is there anything else we need to know?
God, I can't even go there. It's seasonally, this is a time.
I've never done cocaine, for those listening.
Well, that's what you tell the authorities, obviously.
Sure, I do Flonase every day, though.
Too much Flonase, Doc. Could that be it?
Well, no, Flonase is okay. You know, Flonase is actually great for allergies. But, you know, this time of the year, unfortunately, the temperature has changed and the humidity changes. And our nose is very important to act as a filter. It also kind of tries to moisturize air before it gets into our lungs. It's going to do everything it can to protect our lungs. And at this time of the year, people can get nosebleeds quite often.
How often do you get nosebleeds?
Every day, right now.
Well, that can't be good, Doc. Shouldn't she go in and get checked? Go to a Jiffy Lube or something? Get her up on the rack, take a look at her?
Get a humidifier in your house.
We do have a humidifier, but I can't have it on too high because then I'll get, like, sweaty when I sleep.
What? Are the nosebleeds better?
I don't know. I'm weighing the options.
Did Pat know all this? I was just curious. Last year?
I know. It seems
I take
like
you to be my nose bloody wife.
They're not like the gushing kind of. Sometimes when I'm in yoga, though, and I'm doing like a downward dog, all of a sudden I can feel like my nose, it's going to happen. So.
You got a lot of issues, man.
Yeah. I know.
Well, but I mean, in Mayor, someone like that who gets one all the time and gets a continuous one, sometimes going into the ear, nose, and throat doctor, and even when you're not having a nosebleed, they can look and they can see where that's coming from when it's not bleeding, or at least have a good estimate of it. It'll do what we call cautery, where we'll take a silver nitrate stick and just kind of block out that blood vessel. Oh. And that may be a cure for you.
They're going to solder their nose. Okay. You're going to get up there, they put on the welding helmet, they get in there, and they solder your nose.
So I have to go to an ENT for that? I can't go to my gynecologist?
No, wrong end. Unless he tips you upside down, that's the wrong end.
I don't have an ENT. I only have a gynecologist.
Your gynecologist probably knows an ENT. Probably saw him at a meeting.
All right.
Probably the most important thing, and Mary and I kind of had this light conversation yesterday about this, is what do you do when the nose starts bleeding?
I've been doing the opposite of what you told me. So
Yeah, which is interesting. Everyone says, oh, lie down, tip your head back, you know. Absolute wrong. The position you want is you want to sit up and you actually want to lean forward.
Why?
Well, because if you tip your head back or lay down, the blood actually says, oh, boy, it stopped going out my nose. That's helping. No, it's going down the back
down
of
your throat. Yeah, that's happening.
And it
every
gets
time.
Into your stomach, and the stomach hates blood, and it'll cause you to throw up, and it'll make the nosebleed even worse. Again, it's a defense mechanism for the body to say, wait, something bad is happening, bleeding. I need to tell this person that bleeding has happened, and he'll throw up.
So I bet you guys miss talking about my infected eye, don't you?
Yeah, I really kind of do. Yeah. If something's coming out of your body, it needs to get out of your body. Your body wants it out of your body.
Well, no, but for this, exactly, bad things. But for this, what we really want to do is try to stop that bleeding as quickly as possible. So leaning forward and pinching that nose, and we say pinch for 10 to 15 minutes continuously, which is an eternity if you haven't tried it. try anything for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, holding your nose, and you'll find out how long it is.
This is a good opportunity to test that till death do us part thing with Pat.
leaning forward
while he pinches your nose.
Doc Mostow also told me that I could use some Vaseline, but I am not putting my finger up my nose with Vaseline.
Put a Q-tip. Put it on a Q-tip.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh. I don't have bloody nose.
Wait a minute. What's the Vaseline? The Vaseline, just it's a blocker, or what is that about?
A blocker and a moisturizer as well, so it does both. Yep.
That's got to be a horrible feeling, though. A bunch of Vaseline up your nose?
Yeah, exactly. People, when they do, they'll often want to blow their nose, which can then cause the bleeding to happen.
Yeah.
What a mess you are.
People that are listening, though, the probably one of the more important things is individuals with high blood pressure and individuals whose parents or are on blood thinners, you know, those are the ones we're concerned about, because often holding that is not going to stop it. And those are the ones that get in. We have other techniques that we can use in urgent cares and emergency rooms to stop that bleeding. But if you take aspirin or Coumadin or Pradaxa or Xarelto, any of those blood thinners, that's the individual that's going to bleed more and is probably going to need some help stopping.
Okay, so when do you know you have a problem as opposed to being a hobby bleeder like Sandberg?
Yeah, you know, most people are going to get nosebleeds at least a few times in their year. Sometimes it's due to trauma.
Never.
Yeah, I had one of the best nosebleeds ever, and I was playing basketball at Allen Fieldhouse at Kansas and caught an elbow in the nose, bled all over the court. They stopped allowing students to play basketball.
That's a cool injury if you're a dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's a good story to tell.
Yeah.
But how do you know you don't have a problem? Like, you're leaking oil and you ought to go to a doctor immediately.
Yeah, if you're going to have them sporadically, that's okay. If you're going to get them where you're having them every day or, say, 3 or 5 a week, you know, that's worth going into the doc and say, hey, you know what, I'm getting these. And then they can hopefully, like I said, cauterize that to stop it. They'll also do simple things like check your blood pressure. You know, people with high blood pressure, what's going to happen is the smaller blood vessels are going to be the ones that burst. Those happen to be in the nose and in the eye. So you'll start to see, oh, boy, why do I have this redness in my eye? Why do I have this in my nose? Why am I bleeding? It's because your blood pressure is out of control.
And Dave, you get bloody noses while you're calling games, don't you?
I do. But my dad, and I told you this, Steve, my dad, who turns 93 next week, just went to the hospital, I think, a week before last with a bloody nose. He's on blood thinners, Doc, and it's just what you were saying. They couldn't get it to stop. Went to the emergency room. They did a procedure that left him unable to breathe, so he went back to the emergency room, but they were able to get it under control, and now he's fine.
Yeah. Sometimes it's difficult. If you're a nose breather, then it's very difficult for us to treat you. We need to teach you to breathe through your mouth, because what we're going to do is put a balloon or put packing up in your nose to put pressure to stop that bleeding.
I breathe out of my nose, my mouth, my ears. I like to use all the available openings.
All the orifices?
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Doc Most. Next week, I would like to cover how come I'm puffy the next day after eating Chinese food.
Yeah, I know. I got that one keyed up for you.
This is like your version of Dave's Buckthorn. Yeah, it's like, you know, this is her thing. The Buckthorn, no, she's all about Doc Most.
Think what she's saving in copays.
Right. Or a therapist.
Dr. Kevin Most is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. The only person on the staff I've purchased a Christmas gift so far for is Dave. I took care of Dave yesterday.
Well, that's easy.
Yeah, I got him. I got him some fancy underpants. No.
Well, that's nice.
But Doc has some great healthy Christmas gift ideas, and maybe a few that aren't so healthy in a second. Hawks win last night. We'll have a Hawks Express coming up. After 7, a wild, contentious Sunday morning on the news shows. We've got some sound to play for you from Donald Trump's interview with Chris Wallace, and also our friend Chuck Todd beating up on Reince Priebus, who was very disappointing, I thought. Not Chuck, Reince. Dr. Kevin Most back, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. All right, Doc, healthy Christmas gifts. What do you got for me?
Well, Steve, you know, everybody likes to, you know, wear these activity trackers. So I'll say that's probably going to be one of the more popular ones. And it used to be way back when, which was just a few years ago, we had our choice between Fitbit and Nike Fuel Van. And now so many companies have jumped in. Garmin's in the business. Fitbit has stayed in. Misfit, Jawbone, TomTom, GearFits. There's tons and tons of these. So if you want to give a great gift that's going to get somebody active and also track some things that's important to people, you know, what their sleeping pattern is, how, you know, how are they doing, what's their heart rate when they're exercising, any one of these is great. And they range, you can actually get some newer ones from that are straight out of China, a Chinese company, for $17. And they range, you know, they go all the way up to $250. But depending on what you want is one thing. But I would also say make sure you look at it, because right now a lot of them have the same functions, and it's more about the appearance and the style.
Yeah, I got this Fitbit Blaze, which looks like a wristwatch, actually a wristwatch. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's changeable digital faces that make it look like a regular watch or something a little funkier or cooler. And it does all the, does all the functions, but there's three or four main functions that you use. It's like cable TV. You watch four channels.
Right.
But it's all about, you know, the fact that it's easy to wear and it looks good, and, you know, you'll wear it every day and you at least have something to guide you. So if I'm trying to get to 10,000 steps in life every day, which I think medicine still agrees is a good number, right? 10,000
yep.
daily?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so at least you're tracking it. Now, what about the accuracy of these? Because there are some studies that say they're pretty good and others that say they're wildly off. Where do you fall on that?
Correct. You know, and it's interesting. The ones that they say they're wildly off, it was actually a scope, a piece of equipment that was built inside of it that actually tracked that. Now, a lot of them have GPS. Done. So they're extremely accurate. The GPS ones are very, very accurate. The other ones, you could sit at your desk and move your hand and you got, you know, credit for steps, where now it's the GPS says, well, you can move your hand all you want. You're not moving. And until you start moving, we're not going to count that.
Leather gloves. Good gift.
You know, we've had this discussion numerous
times.
You're
going to say mittens, aren't you?
I am. Leather gloves are great for style. If you like the way that they look and it's 30 degrees out, it's okay. Later this week, when we're down into single digits, forget about it. Don't use gloves. Do mittens. Mittens are very functional. They're much safer for your hands and much better for your hands.
Makes it hard for texting, though.
Do you really wear mittens?
I do. Are you kidding? When I got home yesterday, I shoveled the snow. I wore mittens.
Mittens are the best. I love mittens.
Yeah, but Doc and I have been friends for 20 years or whatever. I mean, he's a man's man. If you're out in mittens, I'm going to come by and make fun of you. It's my job.
Yeah. That's okay. You can do that. My hands will be nice and warm, and you're
well, he's not wearing like pink mittens with pom poms.
Yeah,
you don't know that. You don't know that he's not.
No, I'll tell you if you guys like North,
are there man mittens? Why aren't there something called mittens?
The men's Montana mitt made by North Face is fantastic.
Writing that
so
down.
If you want to get somebody mittens, and you can, I could do the snowblower. I could use a shovel yesterday without any problems. People say, well, I want a text. Really? If it's 2 degrees outside, do you really want a text?
Do you have to check your phone? I don't think
right.
so. Where do you buy the men's Montana mitt?
Oh, you can get it. You can get it from Amazon. You get it from North Face. It's made by North Face, and I mean they're excellent. They're very highly rated.
I think you're being paid to say that. Yeah, blood pressure cuff. Is this an insulting gift? I know it's a healthy gift.
No, and it's not insulting at all. A lot of people that are on blood pressure medicines, one of their goals is to get off blood pressure medicine. And the way we can do that is a couple things. One, we can eat better, and one, we can exercise more. Both of those are going to do it. The other thing that's interesting is people have something called white coat hypertension. And what that means is when they go to the doctor's office, they're anxious and they're nervous and their blood pressure goes up. The doctor has to use the data he has in front of him in order to make a decision of what he's going to do. If we know that your blood pressure runs 10, 20 lower when you're at home, you may not even need to be on blood pressure medicine. Just because your blood pressure is 180 over 110 when you're in the doctor's office because you're nervous, when you get home and it's 120 over 80, it's like, wow, I really don't need this. So it allows you, and it also motivates you. It's been shown numerous times that people with blood pressure cuffs at home exercise more than those who don't.
Yeah, my mom has one. She loves it. What about juicers and smoothie makers? I know those were big last year. Are they still big this year, and is that a pretty good gift, healthy gift?
Yeah. Yep, they'll continue to be good. And what that is two things. One, it allows people to get more fiber in their diet. And two, it eliminates the bad calories of sodas. So if somebody wants something to drink, if you make a smoothie, you're going to get great vitamins, you're going to get great fiber, and you're going to get rid of those bad calories. And even the bad diet sodas, which we know can add to bone loss as well as weight gain.
Yeah, I still don't understand why diet sodas make you gain weight, because you think you can eat more?
Yeah, you can eat more, and often diet sodas are hand-in-hand with the Whopper. I'm going to have the Whopper and the diet soda. I'm going to have a bag of chips and the diet soda.
Wait, I'm writing this down. That's bad?
That's bad. That equals bad.
It's like when you get a non-fat latte with whipped cream.
What if you had a diet soda, a Whopper, but you had them with mittens?
Right.
Beer of the Month Club? Oh, Dave's awake now. Beer of the Month Club?
Well, you know, Beer of the Month Club's a fun, funny gift, but look at the Fruit of the Month Club. Vegetable of the Month Club they have out there.
Mittens of the Month Club.
If you're going to do alcohol, then look at a red wine of the Month Club. Ooh. So at least you're going to get, you'll still get the alcohol that Dave wants, but he's going to get it in a red wine, which is going to give him a glass or two, which is healthy.
And you get the fruit.
Correct.
You got the grapes.
It's a win-win. Get a healthy cookbook as well. What about a Statin of the Month Club, where each month you get a different Lipitor?
That's not a bad idea, the way we have diets here in the country.
All right, last question. A scale, so you can actually check your weight. So you don't check it every 6 months and go, holy cow, I gained 75 pounds. I had no idea.
Well, and that's a really one to be careful with. That's like getting a vacuum cleaner for your wife, so be really careful with that one.
No, I'm talking about women to get this for men. Men would never buy this for a woman.
But if somebody wants to lose weight, we always say in medicine, if we can't measure it, we can't change it. So having a scale is great. There's ones like iHealth makes one that's great. It matches up with an app so that you can track it on your phone, and it allows you to show your goals and how you're working at it. And I'm a big advocate of weighing yourself once in the morning. It's going to set the tone for you for the rest of the day.
Right, and you're always going to weigh less in the morning, so that's a good number for you.
I thought those all lie, but good to know that they all don't. Scales.
The scales, they only, you know, it's like ratings. When they're up, you take credit for them. On the scale, when they're down, you take credit for it. Fortunately, the ratings are always up here, mostly because Dr. Most is on the show. Thank you, buddy.
You got it.
Go put your mittens on. Good God.
I will.
What happened to you? Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. We're back with the news next on 720 WGN.